Sky te whakarongo koe ki te reo irirangi poho, he parakuhi tēnei. You're listening to 95 BFM Breakfast with Rosetta and Millie. I'm very excited for this. I had the absolute pleasure of catching up with Rochelle Jordan, who is a British-Canadian singer, songwriter and producer, and has just released her most recent album, Through the Wall. It was out end of September, and it's a really beautiful blend of R&B, house, electronica, soul, pop elements. Rochelle Jordan has been making music for a wee while now, releasing albums for about 10 years and working with some really cool producers. So it was really cool to have the chance to catch up with her, and we're going to listen to that now.
See it on your face right now.
I thought we could start by talking a little bit about your journey with music so far, because people might not know that you've actually been doing this for quite a long time, right? Like, you've been releasing albums for 10 years now. What is it about this new album, Through the Wall, that feels particularly special for you?
I feel like Through the Wall is really a representation of my growth, my journey, just the confidence that I've had to work on building throughout the years. Just naturally being an independent artist for almost 15 years. That's a very long time, and there's lots that happens in that time span. But through it all, I've been able to just keep on growing and pushing the boundaries of sound, the boundaries of soul, R&B, dance, stretching things and just using my imagination to create my own identity. And so, yeah, Through the Wall is basically a celebration of the journey and of the creation of it all.
That's so beautiful. I feel like you definitely get that sense of the sort of unapologetic nature of it and this liberation that is the album, right. Both in the sort of lyrical themes are very empowering, but also in its sort of genre fluidity and the fact that you're not afraid to sort of blend these beautiful elements of like R&B and soul with electronica and pop sensibilities. Tell me a little bit about your influences and how that genre bleeding sort of comes about for you.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll first start off by saying that I'm pretty mixed. I have Jamaican parents, you know, they moved to England when they were quite young. They had the kids in England and they uprooted us and moved us to Canada. And my whole music career, since the age of, I would say, about 20, I moved to LA and I was just creating. So I've just been in a melting pot throughout my whole life. And I think just seeing different cultures, being infused with their music growing up, just did something to me. I feel like creatively it gave me like a look upon the world where it's like I'm very open to all these different ideas. And yeah, I feel like I'm just able to put it together. I don't really know how, but you'll hear a little bit of everything in everything that I do, right? But yeah, when it comes down to my influences, I think there's some particular artists of the past that really that I acknowledged as sound and genre bending artists of their time. Like I would say Earth, Wind and Fire is that. I would say Missy Elliott, Timbaland, Aaliyah, what they did, the Neptunes. These are creatives that were very forward thinking and were extremely fearless in their approach of the sound in the time that they were in. I would also say Michael Jackson and Janet as well, throw them in there, but always searching, and you could hear that they were always pushing to the next great thing that they could do. And I take pride in that thought process. That's something that is really important to me when it comes to creating music. So yeah, I think over time of just being able to create with freedom, being independent, not having any microscope on me as far as business and being held and pigeonholed, I've been able to find my voice, and I've been able to just kind of play with different fabrics and create my own language, so to speak. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, it definitely feels as though the melting pot is quite an organic reflection of you and where you come from and all the sort of influences and experiences that you've had. But despite the sort of fluidity in genre and the fact that it's very expansive, I do feel as though Through the Wall has captured quite a specific sort of sensory aesthetic. You know, it's intimate mm-hmm. and sort of sensual while also being empowering and lush. I'm interested in, you know, when you approach starting a body of work like this, do you have an idea of that sort of feeling that you're trying to evoke in mind, or does it just sort of all come together in terms of what you're writing in that time?
I would say that I don't rest too heavily in the specifics of what I'm creating next. I really like to just create and see what comes about naturally. That's usually how I process the beginnings of a new project. But I did tell my executive producer Clash, I was like, you know, I really wanna honor the past, like just the past legends that I would listen to as well, like Whitney Houston, Mariah, Aaliyah, like these women, like Anita Baker as well, like these women who were just like so strong and divas. Mm. Donna Summers as well, throw her in there, but it's just their essence and their pride and their power and the stories, all of these things, they just inspire me so much. And I really wanted to acknowledge that within myself this time around, because, you know, I've been doing this for a long time, so it should be that at this point, telling my story, being braggadocious, feeling empowered, feeling sexy and sensual. Like, this is the time where it makes the most sense for me personally. So I really wanted to get that off pretty much.
I want to touch on collaboration. You talked about Clash, who was the executive producer for this, who you've been working with for a long time. And then you've sort of brought in a couple of other producers as well, including Kate and Adra on The Boy. Tell me a little bit about that process of collaboration with producers for you, and maybe a bit about how the collaboration with Kate and Adra came about.
Yeah. So for us, when we're creating, you know, it's, again, Clash and I have been working together since the very beginning. So that's a lot of years of creating like a base and a solid foundation sonically. But what's really important to us is adding to the story and making sure that we're bringing in producers and writers that have a strong ethic and a strong identity in sound that makes sense for me. And so, yeah, like we're very picky, like we're very, very choosy when it comes to the creatives that we add into the fold. But Kate Trinata being one of them, it was obvious. I mean, he's, you know, one of the future sounds of this soul meets electronic music. And, you know, it's just kind of like, it just makes so much sense. It's unavoidable. And yeah, just working on his projects was really cool. But for us, we heard a particular song, which was the song that you guys are listening to now, The Boy. When I heard that beat, I was like, yeah, this is the one. Out of the many songs that we had to pick for this album, Clash was like, you got to take that from him. It was kind of a fight because Kate Trinata actually wanted the song. And I was like, no, like, please. He was just like, fine. And he didn't know the sound of the album. But when he heard it, he was like, that makes so much sense. Yeah. Like, good pick, good choice. So, yeah, it's really fun when, you know, we're working with people that have the same like authenticity and kind of standard in music. You know, they want to keep this going and hold the torch for all the ones from the past. That's really important to us. So, yeah.
It's such an exciting time for that specific sort of blend of electronic and soul music. I mean, it's been around for a long time, obviously, but it feels like a really beautiful thing that's becoming so common and feels like what people need as well. Like, it's just uplifting, joyful music, which is so important to, you know, how intense the world can be at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. I definitely had that in mind too, you know, as these songs were coming about, what I was realizing, just kind of in the things that I would tell Clash, like, I just want like enchantment in here. Like, I don't know, the word I could use is like sparkly, glittery, like joy. And I'm really glad that that's coming across to the fans right now. You know, I have a lot of messages from them just saying how much they needed this right now. And how they feel like their lives are changing through the music. And it really is that juxtaposition of, you know, the darkness, but the light in the music that can really help just to balance things out mentally, psychologically. It really is important for us to just find our own way as creatives to give people this, because that's what our purpose is, you know, just to give them something to run to. Yeah.
Oh, so beautiful. You're about to head on tour as well across the States and Europe. It must feel really exciting to be bringing this album to life with the crowd.
Yes. No, my gosh, I'm so excited. Like, oof. And Europe always goes off. I can't wait to come to New Zealand. I'm sure you guys are heavily on the list because, you know, we're doing things in little pieces, you know, just to kind of feel it out, just get in the water nice and calm, and then just kind of blow it out the water at some point. So yeah, we'll be coming around to New Zealand, but I'm really excited about just getting with the fans and seeing them dance and just lose themselves for an hour, 2 hours. Yeah, that's going to mean a lot to me, for sure.
Oh, that's what we like to hear. I would love to have you in New Zealand. I'm sure all the listeners are very excited to hear that.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I've been waiting to come to New Zealand for a very long time.
We're looking forward to having you here one day. But in the meantime, this new album, Through the Wall, is just so stunning. Thank you so much for making the time for a chat.
Thank you so much.
Bite the Bait off of Rochelle Jordan's new album, Through the Wall. Thank you so much, Rochelle, for making the time for a chat.
Rochelle's so awesome, man.
Oh my God. And also, respectfully, the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life. If I sounded nervous, that would be why. And so lovely and so talented. The album is just so, so gorgeous. Everyone get out there and have a listen to it, because it's pretty bloody good, and I hope she's telling the truth when she says that she'll be coming to New Zealand, because that would be awesome.
That's so funny that she's like that gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh my God. Incredible.
Cracker.
I got you right.